From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting at least one person was killed in a grenade attack Saturday at a rally by new Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. The attack was launched moments after the 41-year-old Abiy, a former soldier who took office in April, finished his speech to tens of thousands of people gathered in the center of the capital, Addis Ababa. Addressing the nation on television shortly after the blast, Abiy said the attack was an attempt by forces who do not want to see Ethiopia united. The Federal Police Commission said that six suspects are currently under investigation for involvement in the attack. Health Minister Amir Aman said on Twitter that one person was killed and 156 wounded, nine of them in critical condition. Dr. Benaim Enwete said that medical professionals were at the rally.
We had an emergency bed reserved, and everybody was on standby, including all the doctors, and they came from their home, actually. Some of them were also in the demonstration, and they came immediately, accompanying the patients.
Eritrea, which has long been at loggerheads with Ethiopia over a border dispute that Abiy has sought to resolve, condemned the incident, as did the European Union and the United States. Zimbabwe's president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has survived an explosion at a rally in Bulawayo. The president said on Saturday an explosion at a stadium where he was addressing a political rally was a cowardly act that would not prevent the country from holding free and peaceful elections next month. The president was in Bulawayo for a rally for his ZANU-PF party ahead of July 30th's vote. Mr. Mnangagwa came to power last November by ousting his former mentor, Robert Mugabe. This is VOA News. Turkey is holding snap presidential and parliamentary elections Sunday, more than 1 year earlier than scheduled. Six candidates are running for the presidency, and the election is expected to either solidify President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's grip on power or restrain his political ambitions. At a rally Saturday, Erdogan encouraged his followers to get out and vote.
Yarın hazırız.
He said, "Are you ready for tomorrow? There are hours left now. We have to persevere really hard in these few remaining hours." Erdogan's main rival is Muharrem İnce, a 54-year-old former physics teacher and school principal. He told supporters Saturday that he will change the way things are done in Turkey. He said, "When I am president, I will lift the state of emergency within 48 hours. The central bank and its board of directors will be autonomous." The elections will usher in a new system of governance, giving the president expanded powers that were narrowly approved in a referendum last year. The opposition has vowed a return to a parliamentary democracy with distinct separation of powers. The extremist Pakistani Taliban has formally confirmed the death of its chief in last week's American drone strike in eastern Afghanistan and announced the appointment of his successor. The slain militant leader, Mullah Fazlullah, and four of his key commanders were traveling in a vehicle on the Afghan border province of Kunar on June 13th when missiles from a drone hit them just before midnight. In a statement issued on Saturday, the militant Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, commonly referred to as the Pakistani Taliban, said that its leadership council has named Mufti Noor Wali Mehsood as the group's new chief. Mufti Mazahim is his deputy. Islamabad maintains that TTP leaders have taken refuge in ungoverned spaces in border areas of Afghanistan and are orchestrating terrorist attacks against Pakistan from those sanctuaries. Pakistan blames the TTP for killing tens of thousands of people, including security forces, in suicide and targeted terrorist attacks during the past decade in Pakistan. At the FIFA World Cup tournament in Russia, Belgium strengthened its lead in Group G by crushing Tunisia 5-2. In other matches, Mexico beat South Korea 2-1 in Group F, and reigning champion Germany defeated Sweden 2-1. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.